Blog Talk Radio.
Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for joining us on this Saturday. I don't know if March Madness is going on right now. I know a lot of people like that, watching the college playoffs, but whether or not they are or not doesn't matter, okay? So we just take a little bit of your time out on Saturdays and on Thursdays at 9 p.m., which, by the way, our next conference call is going to be this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific time. Just watch your emails. You'll always get a notice that there's going to be a conference call coming up. If you don't get a notice from us, Script News, then for that particular day, we are not going to be having one. But if you do get one, then make sure you tune in. And make sure that you use your back office and your email tab to let all your members know. Now, the email tab is not the genealogy report, but if you go to your back office, there's a tab called email. When you click that on, you put subject, you put a little note in the body part. Like, I'm going to be on the conference call today. I'd appreciate it if you would tune in as well. Here's the number to call, and just click send, and it goes to everybody in your downline. So, you know, more people we get on these calls, the more interest is created. And, of course, the more interest that is created, the more money everybody's going to earn. And that's the whole idea of owning your own home-based business, is to earn a profit. If you're not earning a profit, then, you know, there's no sense of being in business. And, you know, this opportunity, like hopefully most honest opportunities, are designed so that the people that join earn money. Sometimes it's a lot harder for some opportunities for people to make money, but that's up to them, okay? We've made it so easy for people to earn money that I don't know why more people don't take advantage of it. Now, let me tell you something before we start, okay? Is anybody's able to ask a question or give a comment during the show or after the show just by pressing 1 on your touch tone phone, and then when I see your microphone light up, we just click that on and it'll put you automatically on the air. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to, you know, say anything. You just, you know, give your comment or your question and we'll put you on the air and answer it. So if anybody has a question now before we start, just click 1 on your touchtone phone and we'll get that out of the way. Nobody yet, huh? Okay. Well, if you have a question as we go along, feel free to press 1 on your touch tone phone. What I'm going to do after the show is I'm going to put everybody online, and I'm going to get off the line, and all you have to do is if you decide you want to talk to somebody or say something so everybody else can listen, you want to talk with each other, that'll give you the opportunity to do so. That only lasts for 5 minutes. Okay, a couple minutes, and if no one, you know, decides not to say anything, then it'll be over after 2 minutes. If the conversations do start, then we'll leave you on as long as possible. All right, because we have this show is 90 minutes long, but we never go that long. We just keep it that long just in case there are things that need to be, you know, people want to interact with the call after the show's finished, okay? So, again, what I want to say something before, okay, we actually start, I already kind of said it in a way, is the only way that you're going to be successful with this company, okay, first of all, we offer 90% commission. If that doesn't, you know, perk you up, I don't know what does. There isn't anybody else there that offers 90% commission. I mean, we started this company because we want our members to earn money. It's that simple. Now, if you don't have enough confidence, okay, in this company and what we're offering, all the free programs that we offer, such as the, you know, these calls, and if you don't have enough confidence in yourself that you can't do this, then my suggestion is to wait until you can actually have the confidence to get started, knowing that if you follow our directions, our suggestions, that you will earn money. Starting off in this business or any business with a negative attitude, or the attitude that, well, I'll give this a try for a couple months, and if it doesn't work, I'll just go try something else. If you already have that attitude, then it might be a good idea. I know people don't like when I say this, okay? Because when a person joins a company and they get kind of turned off or quit because they didn't get get what they wanted, it's hard to get that person back. So I'd rather a person, you know, quit now or don't even get started until they actually believe what this company is offering and believe that what we are offering could make them eventually financially independent. Even if it's not financially independent, nowadays there's a lot of people that have been, you know, work full-time most of their life, now have part-time jobs, so they need as much extra money as they possibly can get. So if you're interested in earning a couple hundred, $500, $1,000 a month or more than that, then this program is for you. But I always tell people you must develop patience and you must have confidence that you can do it. And if you don't think you can do it, then, you know, say, here, help me out. That's what we're here for. We're here to help our members out to become successful. Don't ever feel that you call our home office and think that you're bothering us. No, we sit around and twiddle our thumbs if no one calls. The helpline is set up for that purpose, to help our members, okay? It's not to take phone calls from vendors or this or that. It's to take phone calls from our members so we can help them. That's why it's called the helpline. So never hesitate to call us if you need any help or if you don't understand anything, you just have some questions, okay? Now, today what I wanted to talk about is basically some of the programs that we had that we recommend that you take advantage of. You know, sometimes I talk to people and they say, well, I don't know if I can afford this right now. You know, $19.95 a month or the $25 co-op, I don't know if I can afford that right now. Well, guess what? We have a program that you can join whereby you can join the co-op, you can join one of the auto programs, purchase as many products as you want as long as it's a minimum of $99, and you won't have to pay a dime, okay, for at least 6 months. So in other words, you could join the auto program. Let's say you want to join the 1995 Bible Lessons Online. You can join that. And along with that, which we recommend, one of the co-op advertising programs. So you have the $19.95 program and the $25 co-op program, which comes out to about $40, something like that, some sense. And you can participate in the program as a full-fledged member. You're able to order products at 50% off. You're able to recruit others into your group through the co-op or other means. And in other words, you'll be a full-fledged member, even though you haven't paid a dime, okay? Now, here's how this works. This is done by PayPal. We don't do this ourselves, okay? PayPal is the one that sets this up. And I'll give you the address to go there so you can find out a little bit more information about this, okay? And you'll be able to understand exactly what it is you need to do in order to join this program. So they are the ones that actually give the money to us. See, when you join that program, let's say it's $100, you know, total, then what they do is they send us that total amount of money, and then you pay them back 6 months from now. You know, what they offer is you can pay them back all at once. You can pay them before the six-month period, or you can wait till the six-month period and start to go pay what you borrowed month to month. So all businesses do this. I mean, if you've been watching, like, the debates, I mean, Donald Trump and people like that didn't build multi-million-dollar buildings with their money. See, they used other people's money. See, in this case, you would be using PayPal's money. You would use their money to build your business. And I can't see why, if you do everything that we tell you to do in those three steps, which I'll mention in a minute, I don't see why you wouldn't be making enough money after 6 months to pay off that money that you borrowed from PayPal and continue to run your business, maybe even do another, you know, pay later program for 6 months, whatever you want to do after that. But that's what it's there for. It's to help you, you know, finance your business. Now, the only thing I can tell you is when you if you want to do that, you have to go to the site, the co-op or the auto program site. And, you know, if you click on the PayPal, that's the one you have to choose. In fact, there's directions there. Just click on what program you want to join. Pick on PayPal. And then it'll ask you. You don't have to have a PayPal account or anything like that. It'll just ask you, when it comes to the payment, do you want to use the pay forward program? I mean, the pay later program. You just click that and you just fill out your name, which should already be in there. And then you put in your social security number and your name and you click submit. And if your credit is good, you will be approved. If it's not good, then more than likely you probably will get denied. But no big deal, okay? If you get denied, then there's no reason why you can't do this yourself on a monthly basis, which most people do anyways. Most people, when they join the co-op or the auto program, give us a credit card, and then we automatically debit that amount each month, okay? So whatever way you do it, whether you do it through the pay later program or you do it month to month, doesn't matter. The whole thing is, in order for you to earn money with this company, the first thing you have to do is join. You know, don't, if this is what you want, then don't hesitate. Because what's going to happen when you hesitate and you wait, and let me listen to more phone calls, let me talk to some people, blah. Before you know it, you know, 6 months has gone by, and you haven't made a dime. See, the people, and I know this for a fact because we know everybody that's in the program. Not personally, but we know what they're doing. 99.9% of the people that are earning money in this program started right away. They saw what we're offering, and they, you know, thought in their mind, hey, this is an offer I can't refuse. It's that good. And if you can't see that, I don't know why you don't see it. It really is a mystery to me why some people don't see this or why they hesitate to join, simply, you know, because, and that's a mystery to me, because most people that have a website with us are people who requested information. So I would think someone who requested information must have some interest, okay, into starting their own home-based business, or why would they ask for information about a home-based business in the first place? Was it just maybe out of curiosity or something? I don't know, you know. But if you have a desire, okay, to start your own home-based business and to earn $100, $200, $300, $500, $1,000 a month or more down the line, then don't wait. Waiting makes you $0, okay? Procrastination makes you $0. Being an investigator makes you $0. See, just join. How much money, if you don't make anything, how much money do you actually think you're going to lose? Peanuts compared to, you know, if you went out and bought a franchise or some kind of home-based business opportunity. I mean, we're talking about peanuts here, folks. $19.95 a month, okay, is about $200 a year. What other kind of business could you purchase for $200 for 1 year? If you join the $25 co-op, it's about $300 a month. I mean, $300 a year. what other kind of business could you start, okay, that would cost you $300, not a month, a year, okay, to promote? So you have to know these things. If you don't know these things, then, you know, you're not going to be motivated to get started. See, we're talking about a business, not a lottery, not a get-rich-quick scheme, not a pyramid scheme, you know, not these chain letters. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a legitimate business opportunity that in order for you to succeed, you have to use business principles. The business principles are already, you know, spelled out for you. Everything that you need to do is already set in place. You already have the website. You already have an 800 number that people could call. You all already have 800 numbers that people can call to ask us questions. We send out all the orders for you. We send out all the Bible lessons online, the Bible lessons CD. So we do all that for you. That's something that's already going to be done for you. It's not something you're going to have to do on your own. You know, then it might be a different story. Okay, then you might want to think about that, okay? But everything I just mentioned, okay, is done by us. The only thing that you have to do, and I keep saying only, and I mean only, and everybody that's earning money with our company is only doing those three steps, and I'll tell you what they are right now. If you go to your website, okay, or our website, scripturesforus.com, there's a tab there that says how to get started. Here's what it says. Gives you three easy steps. Number one, join one of the auto programs. You can join the Bible lessons online, you can join the Bible lessons on CD, or you can join one of our products programs. This will qualify you to recruit other people into your group and will qualify you to receive commissions off their auto programs, up to 90%. Second thing you need to do is add people to your group, okay? Unless you got a long list of people, maybe you were in some other kind of opportunity and you got thousands of people on that list that you could, you know, try to recruit into this company, then fine, go ahead and do that. But if you don't, okay, then the best thing to do is to join the co-op advertising program. Now, here's how the co-op advertising program works. We put ads in various magazines, newspapers, publications, so forth and so on. And every time a person requests information from one of those publications or magazines, we equally divide them amongst those who are on the co-op advertising program. So, in other words, you're not going to get Tom Jones. And someone else is also going to get Tom Jones. No, you alone are going to get Tom Jones or Mary Smith or whoever, okay? Now, to understand how this works and how cheap it is, I mean, $25 a month to advertise? If you've been in business for yourself, then you know that that's impossible to do effectively. Okay, so let's say that we have, just as an example, let's say we have 100 people on the co-op. And through all of our ads, that one particular month, we get 500 responses. So that means each person on that on the co-op would get 5 new people added to their group that month. Okay? Which is a lot of people, believe it or not, especially when you're paying 90%. You don't need hundreds and hundreds of people to earn money with this company. And that's what people love about it. I can't begin to tell you how many people have told me, you know, I was in some companies a year or longer, and I never made a dime. And now I've made more money in a couple months than I made in that whole program in 1 year. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is real, okay? So each person will get 5 new members added to their group. That's step 2. Step 3 is to follow up with everybody that joins your group. Every time someone joins, every time we put someone in your group or someone, let's say, actually goes to your particular website, in that case, it would, you know, would be automatically put into your group, but someone through the co-op, we have to manually put that person in your group. And all we ask you to do is you're going to get a notice telling you who that new member is. It'll give you their address, phone number, everything you need to know about that person. And the first thing that's said in that email is for you to call this person to make sure that they received the same information you did. Now, the reason we tell members to do that is because most people, even those on that do it on the internet, they make mistakes when it comes to their email address. Sometimes they'll put at the end of a sentence, they'll put the net instead of com, or they might not put an at sign. See, so it's very easy for people to make mistakes on their email address, especially when they do it over the phone, because we have an automated system for that. So we can't correct anything while they're giving information, okay? We just, you know, pick up the names and then put them in a computer. So many times, you know, they're given their email address. Most people don't spell it out. So a lot of times we just have to kind of guess what it is. For instance, someone might put tom4jesus@gmail.com. Okay. Now, we don't know whether that four is a number four, or F-O-R, or F-O-U-R. There's no way for us to know. So let's say that we put in Tom4, the number four, Jesus@gmail.com, and it's really Tom, F-O-R, Jesus. Well, guess what? He's not going to get an email. That email is going to be sent to Jesus, the number four, us@gmail.com, and that's not him. It might be somebody else, but it's certainly not him. So he's not going to get any information from you. And believe me when I tell you, folks, people are highly suspicious today because of all the scams, all the credit cards being compromised on the internet. People are very leery about giving out their information. So all of a sudden, they give out their name, address, phone number, email address, and they don't hear anything from us because we didn't have the right email address. What's that person going to think? You know, what are they going to think? Probably some kind of scam. They probably just wanted to get my name, phone number, and email address and sell it to somebody. See? So that's why it's the number one important thing. You have to call this person, and basically that's all you're going to ask them. Tom, the reason I'm calling, I just want to find out if you, you know, received information from scriptures for us about your website and everything else. And they say, no, I didn't. Did you look in your junk mail? Yeah, I looked there too. I didn't get anything, you know. Make sure you always mention that, by the way, junk mail or spam mail. Say, okay, here's the email address I have for you. It's Tom, T-O-M, the number four, Jesus@gmail.com. Oh, no, that's not my email address. It's Tom, F-O-R, not the number four, Jesus@gmail.com. See, so that's why I didn't get anything. We didn't have the right email address. So you could tell them, okay, give me the right email address, one letter at a time, and just kind of go over it, you know, a couple times just to make sure that it's correct. And then tell them, Tom, you know what I'll do as your sponsor, what I'm going to do is I'll call the company myself or send them an email giving them the correct email address. And then once they do that, they'll send you all the information you need. You'll be able to go to your website. You look at your website. You're able to click on the tabs there to tell you exactly what you need to do. And then one other thing they might want you to do, and it'll probably be in your email, is ask you if you want to receive a 12-page an information pack and a 12-page catalog. What you need to do is you need to confirm your information. All that will be in the email you receive. So I'll go ahead and do that, and maybe I'll call you back in a couple days. All right. So you don't want to start to train people. See, all you want to do is for them to get their info pack, get their website so they can see what they need to do just by clicking on how to get started and some of the other tabs there. And if they want further information, they can request a free info pack, and we'll actually send them one. And if they need additional information after that, they're encouraged to call the company, okay, because we want to make sure that when a person is asking questions about the marketing program and other things, we want to make sure that that person gets all the correct information. So, you know, let us be the training center. Try to direct people to the company for any training, or listen to the phone, you know, the Blog Talk radio shows that we have on the first and third Saturdays of the month, and the second and fourth Thursdays at 9 p.m. each month, or just have them call us directly. You know, if you certainly could help them out and answer any questions they might have, that's always a good idea. But the main thing you want to do with a new person, okay, the first time, is to make sure that email address is correct. If it's already correct and they say, yeah, I got all the information, now what do I do? Well, what you want to do is you want to send them directly to the how to get started. Say, Tom, here's what you need to do. Here's the first thing you need to do is go to your website. It's in that email you received, and click on how to get started. And that tells you everything that you really need to do in order to get started. It's not hard. It's very simple. If you need more information, then what I suggest you do is follow the instructions in your email that says if you want a free info pack and 12-page catalog, you must confirm or correct all the information that's in that email. And once you do that, they'll send you information in a 12-page catalog. But in the meantime, all you need to do is read that How to Get Started tab, and you'll be on your way. It's not hard. It's very easy. I'm sure that you'll like it. And just kind of give your own little personal testimony about how maybe you like the company. And you might want to just throw in a few personal questions about, ask a few personal questions about them, you know, like where do you work at, what city you live in, tell me a little bit about, you know, where you work at, what you do, what your city's like, so forth and so on, you know. You want to, more than anything, get to know that person on a personal basis. And the reason I say that is because, believe it or not, okay, people don't like it, and rightly so. They don't like when they get a sponsor that sort of dictates to them. In other words, like they say, well, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you better do this, and you better do that, and if you don't do that, you're not going to make it in this company. See, nobody wants a sponsor like that, and that's not the duty of a sponsor. A sponsor is to encourage that person, not to dictate to them. Encourage them. Another way to encourage them, after you talk to them, because you're not going to call everybody in your group every single week. Okay, you're going to call them maybe a couple of times, and after that, what you can do is use that tab in your back office, and when you use that tab, always please make it a personal testimony about what you're experiencing with the company. For instance, click on the email tab, and you'll see the first box there says subject. You might want to say auto program. And in the body, you say, dear member, you know, because you won't be able to put, that automatically doesn't put their name in there, okay? Dear member, I just joined the auto program, the Bible Lessons Online. I've been listening to them. I really love them. And if you haven't joined any of the auto programs, I suggest that it's something you should really consider doing, because that's what's going to qualify you as a member and qualify you to receive commission checks. And if you haven't joined yet, then here's the number. So give them this number, not this number, I'm sorry, the toll-free number, 1-844-267-6760, or go to the online store. Now, the way you get there is you go to your website or our website, and you click on 24-hour online store, and then click on the left-hand side. You'll see categories. One of them is the auto program. So you click that on, and all you do is copy and paste the address that's in the address bar and paste that into that email address. So you can say, for more information, to join the auto program, call 1-844-246-6743, or here's the link that you can actually go right to and sign up. And then God bless, then your name. And then click, you know, send, and it sends that same message to your own group. So you don't want to do that every day. You might want to do it probably more than a couple times a month. And the best time to do that is either towards the end of the month or towards the beginning of the month. Okay? So every time you do that, what you want to do is put something that you're experiencing. In that case, it was the auto program. Let's say you bought a product and it's really like. As an example, let's say you bought some bath and shower gel. So you click on the email. The subject there would be Scriptures Bath and Shower Gel. Dear member, I just purchased some of the Scriptures for Us Bath and Shower Gel, and I tell you what, I really love it. My skin feels great. It doesn't dry it out. I love the smell. And if you haven't tried any of their products, I suggest you try some of them. And don't forget, they have a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't like any of their products. Here's the link. And then you give them the link, or you give them the number, the same 844 number, or you give them the link. Again, you find the link simply by going to the online store. In that case, it would be the main menu. Okay, and then on the main menu, they would be able to just click that on, and then once you give them that address, they'll be able to click any category that they want once they go there. Or you can actually go to that particular link, you know, the bath and shower gels, and click that on, and just send that link in there. Or you can do the main menu, whichever one you want. And then again, send it, okay? So every time you send something, you always want to make sure it's something directly from you, and that you yourself are experiencing. You're recommending this, you know, not the company. See, all companies, you know, recommend their company, okay? But you're the one that's experiencing what the company is actually offering. See, so your testimony is 100 times stronger than anything that the company could say. I mean, if you watch TV commercials, okay, especially these what do they call them, paid commercials? There's always people giving testimonies. Why do they do that? See, because they know it works. So give your personal testimony about a product, about one of our programs, or anything else, you know, a couple times a month, or even once a month is fine, and you'll see that more and more people will join your group. It's a fact. It's not fiction. And it takes 2 minutes to do it. That's it. Okay? Now, the last thing I want to talk about is, all right, we talked about the Pay Later program. That's, again, on the website. Again, if you go there and you click on online store, on the left side it'll say Pay Later program. Click that on. It'll give you all the information you need to know about that program. And the other program that we'd like people to use, and, you know, everything that we tell people to do helps you build your business. The other one is the Pay Forward Givers Program. Now, what this does is we only have one program that we recommend you use this, and that's the Bible Lessons Online. And here's how it works. You get someone to join your group. You may talk to them, okay, on the phone, and you realize, hey, you like this person. You think they'll do good, so you might tell them, you know, Tom, you know, I really know that you'll do good in this program, and I really know that you'll like it, so what I want to do is I want to pay for your first month's program. So you'll be in the program, you have all the benefits, and I'll pay for your first month and won't cost you a dime. So we bill you for $19.95. Now, wait a minute, that sounds like a lot of money, right? Why should I pay $19.95 for somebody? Okay, first of all, by doing that, what does that say about your confidence in them? What does that say about, you know, you? Kind of gives that person a little bit of confidence, doesn't it? I mean, why would somebody pay for my first month if they don't think that this program is going to work for me? See, so it gives them a little, you know, encouragement to join this program. Now, what's good about that, because even though you're paying the $19.95, that we consider that a payment, okay, from that person, and it'll go in their account. So the following month, you're going to get 90% of that back to you. So that next month, you're going to be getting back a check for plus whatever commission, or other commission you might have coming to you. You're going to get a check for $17.96. So it may have, and it only cost you, really, $1.99 to do this. That's it, $1.99. Now, what can that $1.99 do for you? Let's say that this person joins the following month, and that's what we encourage them to do, and that's what you should be telling them they should do. If they join the auto program, let's say they stick with the 1995 Bible lessons online, which cost you, after you got your commission check, $1.99. Now the following month, you're going to get a check for $17.96 from the money they paid. You only paid it once. And the following month, you're going to get another $17.96. And it still only costs you $1.99. Not each month, one time it costs you $1.99. So if that person stays in for 1 year, it costs you $1.99. Listen closely, from that one person, you earned over $215. Now, let's say two people join. Well, you're going to double that. See, two people would be $35.88 a month. So now you're going to make almost $400, and it only cost you $1.99 and $1.99 because you did it for two people. Now, it doesn't take a genius, okay, to figure out that if you continue to do this, and I'll give you an example. Let's say you sponsor 10 people into the Givers program. Some people do that all at once, okay? Not every month, they might do it all at once, and then maybe the following month sponsor four people, whatever. It's up to them. But anyhow, let's say that over a couple-month period, you sponsor 10 people into the Givers program. Okay, so you sponsor 10 people. Once you got all your commission, once you got all your rebates back to you, 10 people cost you $10.99 for 10 people. That's it. So let's say, again, just one person joined out of those 10. You're still going to earn $17.96 a month, or $215 in 1 year. And it only costs you $10.99 to sponsor two people. I mean, one person. Now, what if you got two? Just double that. What if you got four out of the 10? How much would that be? See? So now we're talking about something that could earn you a lot of money, but cost you very, very little. Now, one thing you want to know about the Givers, in spite of the fact that you're going to get a commission back on that, that service is also deductible from your income tax. You're able to deduct that whole $19.95 from your income tax. And I hope that people know that, being in a home-based business, I hope that you take advantage of deductions that the government allows you to have. And if you earn over $600 a month, I mean $600 in 1 year, we have to send you a 1099 form, and then you have to file that money. If you earn less than that, the government doesn't require you to file it on your income tax. So if you only made $100, let's say you joined in November and you only made $100 towards the end of the year, the government's not going to require you to claim that money. It's only if you earn $600 or more in any given year. And once you do that, you can start deducting everything that you did or paid for in order to earn you that $600. So if you spent $25 a month on the co-op, you can deduct that. You can, if you spent $19.95 on the Bible lessons online, you can do that. If you, you know, have a phone that you use just for your business, you can do that. You can deduct, if you're in a home or an apartment, you're able to deduct a certain percentage of your rent or your mortgage because you're using part of your home or apartment as an office. See, so the government allows you to deduct a lot of things. Now, they are the ones that thought of this. You know, they're not going to penalize you for doing this. They're the ones that thought of this, and they're the ones that want you to use it. So by all means, if you start earning enough money where you need to file whatever you earn from us with the IRS, then by all means start taking, keeping track, first of all, of the your expenses. And second of all, you deduct those things from your income tax. You're entitled to do that. The government's not going to penalize you for something they themselves want you to do and designed for you to do. If you take someone out to dinner, okay, and you're talking about, you know, scriptures for us, you try to recruit them into the company, guess what? You can deduct that dinner. I think the only thing you can't deduct is maybe a drink. All you have to do is get the receipt, put the names, person's name on the back of that receipt and your name, and hopefully, I'm sure the date will be on there. And that dinner could be tax deductible. See? So why not? Why not? That's what I say. Hold on one second, please. I don't have a sneeze button, but that's what that was. But anyhow, yeah, take advantage of that. So the Givers program is all spelled out, again, on your website. If you go to your website or our website, if you don't have one already, and just click on the Givers program. It's thoroughly explained there. And if you don't understand it, okay, just call us. We'll go step by step. Same thing with your back office. If you haven't gone there, then it's about time you started. Because your back office is the lifeline of your business. It shows you everything that's going on within your own business. If you want to know who joined the auto program, then you go to your back office, click on commissions, view your first level, and every time you see a figure, dollar figure at the end of their row, then you know that person joined one of the auto programs. Okay? Go to your genealogy report. And you got, you know, all of your members that are there. You have each individual's member's email address. So if you want, let's say, just send an email to that person, then to the right of that is their email address. And you click that on it, it'll send an email address only to that person. Do you want to send it to everybody? All your members, then you wouldn't use that one because you'd have to click on everyone and send one email to each person. You go to the email tab and you send a message to all your members with one click. It takes a minute, 2 minutes. You know, this is not an 8-hour day job. You know, you could get by earning a lot of money with 1 or 2 hours a week and make tons of money doing that. You know, part-time. This is not a full-time job. It's part-time. And it's not hard. Everything is already spelled out. The only thing you have to do is those 3 steps. And if you want to know them again, go to your website. Click on how to get started. That's all you need to do. It's not complicated. Some people try to complicate things because for some reason, or they want to complicate things because for some reason they think the more it's complicated, the more money they're going to earn. No, that's the furthest thing from the truth. We made this program simple, not hard, okay? And everything you need to do, or I should say everything you need to have, is yours for free, and it's already in place. And if you had to do all this from starting from scratch, I hope you got about $25,000 or $35,000, because that's about how much it would cost you to get everything that we're offering you. So just by clicking on, filling out that application and getting your own website, you got something that's worth $25,000 or $35,000. The software alone to run that our company was $15,000. It's yours for free. And you have to appreciate what you're getting. Otherwise, you're not going to do anything with what you already have. You're just going to wait and wait and wait and wait. I don't know, I'll wait a couple more months, see what happens, blah, blah, blah. And if you're that kind of person, you know, I can tell you right now, 20 years will go by before you know it, and you haven't made a dime. You know, procrastination or putting things off is not how you make money. We're not talking about spending $1,000 a month, all right, $500 a month. We're talking about a very, very, very small amount of money that you need to spend in order to build your business. Once your business gets going, and if you continue to do the same three steps month after month after month, there's no reason under heaven that you will be making more money than you ever thought possible. It just works, period. That's all I can tell you. Now, that's about all I had to say for today. Now, if anybody has any a question or a comment, just press 1 on your touch-tone phone and I'll put you on the air. I won't know who you are. You don't have to give your name if you don't want. Anybody have a question or a comment? Oh, there's somebody. Okay.
When you send us a lead and you give us that name and number for us to contact them.
Okay.
Before they join and you leave two messages and email them once, how many contacts should we be calling them?
Well, you know, I would say probably maybe three times. You know, see, what you have to be careful of is when you, if you're going to leave a, you know, I tell people don't leave an, what do they call it? A phone message if you get an answering machine. But some people do that, and that's fine. But when you do leave a message, make sure immediately you tell them, my name is so-and-so, I'm your sponsor, and you requested information from Scriptures for us. Because a lot of times people will just look at the phone number, and if they don't know who's calling, they just see your name. Well, they don't know who you are. And if they just see your name, okay, then they're going to more than likely think that you're a telemarketer. And they're not going to answer the phone. So that's the first thing you want to do. Let them know that they requested information from Scriptures for us, and you're calling them back just to follow up. Okay, but if you do that two or three times, and then send them an email, because first of all, if you haven't contacted them, you don't know whether that email is correct. You have to really do that by phone. Okay, then I would suggest put them on the shelf, and of course, you know, they're still in your system. And you're still able to send them an email along with all of your other members, okay, using your email tab. But you don't want to bug people. You don't want to be calling them every other day, you know. Just call them two or three times, put them on the shelf, send them an email. Hopefully it might be the correct email address. If it's not, then there's not much you can do about it, okay. And sometimes you'll be surprised that there's a lot of people that just don't join right away. Especially now because people are suspicious. And I hope that people understand that. We live in a time when there's more scams out there than China's got rice, you know. So sometimes they need a little time to feel us out. And rightfully so, if that's what they want to do. I mean, if they really want to participate, and some people might do that. They just want to make sure that this is not a scam. In fact, somebody wrote me an email today. And the person that was they sponsored, that we gave, I should say, gave them through the co-op, actually admitted he gave the wrong phone number and email address. And he contacted them, okay, by getting that information from us. And he said he did that because just to make sure this wasn't a scam, okay? So, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, what you don't want to see, here's what you need to get in your mind right now, today. Not everybody is going to participate. There's going to be people that participate. There's going to be people that don't participate. But it always averages out. There's always going to be people that participate, and there's always going to be people that don't participate. So when you continue to do the same thing month after month after month, you might get one person your first month, and three people don't join. But the following month, you might get two people join, and two people that don't join. So now you have three people. And the following month, you might get maybe another two. So now you have six people. See, and it keeps growing. I mean, there's no, it's never happened, ever, where no one joined. Okay? People just do join. You know, and if they're not going to join, there's nothing you can do. You know, but the people that are going to join, them are the ones that will answer the phone. Those are the ones that will answer the email address, the emails you send them. So it's something that you just have to realize is part of the business. Some people participate, some don't. Don't worry about the ones that don't participate. Don't lose any sleep over them. Just concentrate and focus all of your attention on those who have joined. Make them your friends. Encourage them. Okay? And then little by little, your group will continue to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And eventually, without a doubt, you'll be earning more money than you're spending on a monthly basis. And given enough time, you'll be earning more money than you ever thought possible. It just works, that's all. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else?
Not okay. For me.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Yes. My question I have is, I got an email about this opportunity, and I was wondering if there's a way it could be fixed so I get sponsored by someone who's been in it for a while and who's successful.
Well, see, if we started doing that, you know, then it would be kind of showing favoritism towards certain people. And that's
I don't even know who the sponsor is, so that's the only reason I asked.
You have a sponsor already?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, whatever sponsor you get, okay, all they're going to do basically is make sure that your email is correct and all the information you submitted is correct, okay? From that point on, you know, even if your sponsor never calls you, never contacts you, never sends an email, it's not going to affect in any way whatsoever the success of your business. See, this is not multi-level marketing. So people that they sponsor are not going to fall into your group, okay? In that case, you might want somebody that's doing really good that way. But since there's only one level, okay, what your sponsor does and what you do is not going to affect him, okay? What you do is only going to affect you.
Oh.
What he does is only going to affect him. See?
Oh, all right.
See? So that's why we're able to pay 90%. See, there's no way we could pay 90% commission if it was multi-level marketing. When you have multi-level marketing, is what you have to do is you have to take the amount of money that you think you can use towards commission. Okay, let's say it's, if you have a product, then it's probably no more than 40%. Okay, you could say, okay, we're going to pay 40% of our sales towards commissions. Now you got six levels, okay? So now what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to somehow divide that 40% into six people, right?
Yeah.
So you might be the one doing all the work, and there's people below you or above you that are doing not even close to what you're doing, but they're still getting a commission off your efforts. See? We like the idea, hey, we're going to give you the whole shebang. If you do the work, then you're going to get paid the whole thing.
Not part. Oh, yeah.
See? And that's why people can make money right away. It doesn't take 100 people to break even. If you got on the co-op, $25 co-op, and the Bible lessons online, it's about $44 a month, I think. You would only need 3 people, okay, to break even, and then you would still have another like $10 or $12 in your pocket.
Okay.
Where else can you do that? Where else can you break even with only 3 people? So you go to Amway and Herbalife, all of, you need probably at least 100.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the monthly fee is, you know, what most people can't afford. And the reason most people, you know, don't make any money because they all they're doing is buying products and they have no money left over to promote their business.
Oh, yeah.
See? So they're hoping somehow people get into their group through osmosis or something. I don't know.
Okay, so with this program, I assume with this program, you just follow the directions, and if anything, if you have any questions about what's going on, just call the number, and the support team will help you out.
It's not hard,
Okay.
We made it so simple that, you know, anybody can do it. You don't have to have a college degree. You don't have to have a business degree. You don't have to know anything about multi-level marketing because it's not multi-level marketing.
Oh, right, yeah.
See? So it's 90% commission on anybody that's joined the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD, and 40% off anybody that joins the products program. You know, and all the commission goes to you, nobody else.
Oh, yeah. And the products program is like the co-op program, right?
The what?
The co-op thing?
Co-ops for advertising.
A co-op ad?
That's to get people That's to get people outside of your family and friends because you're going to run out of people eventually.
Oh,
so what
right.
What do you do then? You have to, you know, like, I mean, McDonald's, Burger King, Budweiser, all those people advertise every day. Why?
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, are they wasting their money?
Yes, they do.
I mean,
do.
Is Budweiser spending $10 million on a one-minute commercial in the Super Bowl because it doesn't work? Huh? See, people don't realize advertising works.
Oh, right,
okay?
Yeah.
It's not something that doesn't work. It works. Or all these companies would have long gone, been out of business. Advertising is the key to building your business. You know, it's that simple. And if you're not advertising, then how are you going to build your business? It's like you opening up, let's say, a barber shop, right? You put all the equipment in there, and you hire a couple people, and you try to cut some corners, okay? I won't tell you what it is right now, but you just say, I'm not spending any money on this particular thing because it's cost too much. So you open up the doors, and, you know, the first week you didn't get anybody coming in there. You're thinking, what the heck's going on here? I got this beautiful barbershop here, and I haven't had one person yet. So, and another couple weeks goes by, and still nobody came in. And you're thinking, this is impossible. What's happening? So you ask one of your help, you know, geez, we haven't had anybody come in here and get their hair cut. I wonder why. You know, you know why? He said, yeah, maybe you should put a sign out front.
Reservations for tonight?
See? Try to save a couple thousand.
Can I make it about 7:30-ish?
All right.
Nobody knew what he had.
Just
two. See? That's called advertising. A sign is an advertisement. It's telling people what you have to offer. If you don't advertise, how are people going to join your group? Where are they going
to
come from? See?
Oh, yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Anybody else?
That answers it. No, I don't think so.
Anybody else have a question or a comment? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put everybody on the air. Okay? If you guys want to talk amongst yourself, I'll leave that up to you. It might be a little confusing because everybody's on the line.
Okay.
Okay, everybody's on the line right now, so if you want to say something, ask somebody just on the line a question or whatever, just go right ahead. If no one does, I'll just cut it off after 2 minutes. Anybody want to make a comment? No comments? How many of you like the show?
I have a question.
Sure.
Oh, is this without you on the line? I thought you were going to give us 5 minutes.
No, I have to stay on the line because I have to watch.
Oh.
To see if there's any,
oh, okay.
You know, I have to hear,
no,
see
I
if
was...
anybody's talking. I'm not
you
really
going
to participate
me, you know.
In that, but
okay.
Since you're asking a question,
well, stop.
I have to. Go ahead.
Stop me if it's out of line. Just stop me. I understand. I just like to know if who's succeeding in the business.
Okay. So we don't do that.
Okay.
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 For number one, see what people that usually want to do that are people that are looking for, you know, someone who's earning $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month. See, our opportunity.
No, I'm talking about
never...
like $400,000 or $500,000.
Well, there's people like that, but you know. We don't like
nobody
giving out their names, first of all, because it's...
I don't want names. I don't want names.
What is it you want, then?
Just, you know, I am. That's just, I am is good enough.
Well, I'm one of the owners of the company. Oh, you mean that's on
well,
the
I know
line?
You are.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't
line.
Know. If somebody might want to say something, that's up to them. But the reason we don't like people doing... Well, here's the reason why we don't like people doing that. In fact, we discourage it. We tell them, don't talk about how much money you might be making, how much you think they can make, so forth and so on. Just let them kind of find out on their own because it's not hard to understand how this program works, okay? Now, if you've ever been involved with a network marketing company and you've got a sponsor, okay, that says he's earning $10,000 a month, right? What I'd suggest you do is ask him to make a copy of his last check and then send it to you. Okay, and see if you actually get one in the mail. I used to do that all the time. How many checks do you think I got in the mail? None. See, when you start throwing figures around, all it does is open up a door for people to start lying. See, and misleading people. If someone told you, hey, I'm earning $1,000 a month, I've only been in the program for 3 months, how would you know that they're lying or not? Would you know whether or not they're telling you the truth? You wouldn't know, right? See, plus, what someone else is making doesn't mean that you're going to do the same thing. You can make a lot more than they do. The program is already set so you can earn as much money as you want. But it's not going to happen overnight. And if that's what you're looking for, I tell people, you know, don't even bother. We don't offer that. We offer an opportunity that gives everybody an equal chance to earn money, not just a few here and there at the expense of others losing money, because that's what happens in all network marketing companies. You get a few people earning a large amount while the others lose money and don't make a dime. And I know that for a fact. I have statistics. Okay, well, I think we can end the call now. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you have any questions, comments, we're going to put this on the archive on the website, so if you want to listen to it again or send some of your people over to you know, to the website, just click on audio training, okay, on your website, and you'll be able to hear this program probably not till Monday. We always do that with programs that are a little bit different than the previous one. If it's kind of the same, which Thursday will kind of be the same as this one. So we'll only archive this one, but not the one on Thursday. So you're able to listen to any of our calls that we've had in the past just by clicking on that tab that says audio training. and you'll be able to listen to not only that, but some other interviews that we've had with people. So I want to tell you one more thing. Don't forget, your Savior Jesus Christ died for you 2,000 years ago, and he does love you. And as I always say each week, and I mean it, and if you know who I am or you've talked to me on the phone, you know I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. I love each and every one of you. And I want each and every person that's listening to succeed. And you will, if you believe you can, and if you know you can, and if you're patient, you will get what you want. But you have to get started. That's the most important thing. Well, thanks for listening. God bless each and every one of you, and talk to you on Thursday if you're going to tune in.